Welcome to MTV Somali Channel's nightly news bulletin. If you're new to us, please don't forget to subscribe in order not to miss out on our nightly news round in Somalia. In today's headline, Somali government bans Kenyan registered airline. New Somali Labour Minister sworn into office. Zambia to deploy troops to Somalia. We start with, the Somali government has banned a Kenyan-registered airline from operating in Somalia after arriving in Somaliland. Sources close to the Somali Civil Aviation Authority, SCAA, told MTV Somali News that Astral Aviation, a cargo plane based in Nairobi, Kenya, has violated the agency's ban. Kenya authorized Astral Aviation on May 13 to transport equipment for Somaliland's May 31, 2021 elections. Although Astral Aviation was on a chartered flight to Somaliland, the decision by the Somali Civil Aviation Authority could affect its future operations in Somalia due to the loss of landing rights. Kenya banned flights to and from Somalia last week but did not say why. The decision to suspend will run until August. The new Federal Minister of Labour and Social Affairs was sworn into office on Monday. Abdi Wahab Ughas Khalif Ughas Hussein was sworn in during a parliamentary standing committee meeting chaired by the Deputy Parliamentary Speaker, Abdulwali Sheikh Ibrahim Mudeh. The new minister thanked the Prime Minister for entrusting him with the portfolio and promised to work tirelessly for the new post. Abdi Wahab was appointed to the vacant cabinet position by PM Roble on May 4. The vacancy was left by Mohamed Abdullahi Omar, who stepped down shortly after being transferred from the Ministry of Aviation. More than 100 police officers from Zambia are expected to arrive in Somali capital to serve African Union mission in Somalia, Zambian diplomat confirmed on Sunday. In a ceremony held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Zambia's ambassador to Ethiopia and permanent representative to the African Union, Emmanuel Mwamba and African Union Commission, Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Bankole Adeoye signed a memorandum of understanding. Mwamba said signing the MOU would increase the number of police officers Zambia has been allocated to send for AMISOM from 38 to 160. He said at the signing ceremony that Zambian police and soldiers who are deployed in various countries the United Nations and African Union missions are known to be distinguished and highly disciplined on the ground. Mwamba added that while Zambia had deployed police officers to African Union missions since 2012, it had been done without a memorandum of understanding. He recalled that it was important for member states to institutionalize the deployment of officers to the African Union mission by signing a memorandum of understanding. Ambassador Adeoye said Zambia has also assisted many African countries through peacekeeping and peacebuilding efforts across the continent. That's it for our nightly news roundup bulletin in Somalia. Do not forget to subscribe in order to not miss out more bulletins from MTV Somali Channel.